Welcome to Success AF, Customer Success Podcast Series. This is JD.
And this is Elena.
In this series, we explore a variety of customer success topics and challenges through short, insightful discussions and interviews. We apply a global lens and ponder multicultural nuances that create unique twists or challenges. In this episode, we're very honored to have Josephine Yeo from TripTease, who's joining us as we try to crack the code of stakeholder management and engagement, while ensuring that users, decision makers, and executives continue to see value in our engagements as customer success managers. What are some fundamentals to stakeholder engagement? And what happens when the scope changes? What happens when the stakeholder changes or the champion leaves? These are all some questions we're going to ponder.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today, Josephine. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes. Very excited to be here. Thanks so much, Elena and JD. My name is Jo. Hi, everyone. I head up the customer success team here in TripTease APAC. So we're an intelligence platform that helps to attract and convert guests to book directly on hotel websites. So we're a mid-stage travel startup. We work with hotels around the region. Some of our hotels could be chain hotels, names that you're familiar with, like Peninsula, Touch Hotels, all the way to SMBs in like your independent property in Bali.
Fantastic. Thank you. Welcome.
That sounds very exciting and very tempting, considering we can't travel too much right now.
Yes, sadly. But, you know, we can dream.
Yeah. Have you ever taken a trip to Bali and checked out the property and actually lived on the property of your clients?
Always. We always make it a point to stay at our hotels, at our clients' hotels.
Right. Please remember to send an invite to both me and Elena next time.
Definitely.
So yeah, we're going to talk about stakeholder engagement. Elena, what do you think are some key topics we're going to cover today?
Well, you know, it's funny, right? In our last episode, we covered success plans. And, you know, the next day I pinged JD and I was like, wow, we really spend a lot of time on stakeholder engagement. Is that something we maybe need to deep dive into, because it is fundamental to a successful relationship, right? And then Josephine kindly mentioned that she was also very interested in this topic. So look, definitely, you've got to know who your stakeholders are and what's important to them. So Josephine, love to hear, you know, your thoughts. What are some of the fundamentals?
I think when JD approached me about this topic, it's like, whoa, there's just so much to touch on. Where do we even start? So I think when we talk about stakeholders, similar to how you would approach any product that you're using, it's almost everyone in the organization could be your stakeholder. But when I think of it here in a customer success way, it's also there will be stakeholders who are clearly outlined that you need to engage them, but also identifying those that may be an important stakeholder. But if you don't identify them right from the start, you miss out a key relationship that you need to build along the course of your partnership. So to me, it's all about identifying who the right key stakeholders are and also identifying those who may have slipped through the cracks, but they need to be on your radar as well.
For sure, right? Like, so you need to know who's your decision maker. You know, especially if you weren't involved in the sales cycle, it may be a little bit tricky, right? It's awkward to ask somebody, hey, are you the one that makes the decision? It's awkward, right? Because nobody wants to say, no, I'm not the decision maker. So, you know, who's the decision maker and who's, to your point, Josephine, like who's really influencing that decision? And then who's just kind of along for the ride and maybe a point of contact?
And also something else that just came up is sometimes contracts are also signed probably at the regional level, and stakeholder engagement could be your key contact, could be someone on the corporate level or regional level, but your end users are in specific markets. So your stakeholder engagement would then be to engage both, because they both play an important part in deciding your renewal, deciding your partnership goals. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you might have a great relationship on the ground day to day, but if you're missing that regional piece, it could slip away from you easily.
Right, I agree. So my key question here is, how do we execute well with what we have? a lot of times while I was talking to Elena, we have a lot of these grand plans with success plans, with a stakeholder engagement plan and account plan. What's next? What do you think, Elena?
Yeah, you know, we talk about mapping out the stakeholders, right? Okay, you've got your stakeholder map. Now what? Decision makers, influencers, but also how do people feel about you, about your product, about your company? So you also need to identify who your champions are, who's kind of neutral, who's an advocate, and who's a detractor, right? And that influences where you apply your resources. So I'm interested what you guys think. So when you're doing that stakeholder mapping and trying to decide where to apply your resources, what do you do about the people that you identify as neutral or even detractors?
I think something else that just came out only also is, you know, when we talk about that you want to engage your stakeholders, often we think that the CS team is working on our own, but that's not necessarily so. Or you could bring in your SMTs, your senior management, to do an exec level engagement. You could bring in your product teams. For someone who is, like what you mentioned, neutral detractor, is it because of, and if you uncover the reasons, is it something product related? You could bring in your specific product managers to get them warmed up to your product, to your service. So it's not always CS working in silos. I think it's more of like a team effort when you start building an engagement plan.
I totally agree with that. You definitely have to look at things holistically. So who in your organization is connected to who else within your customer base, or who would make good connections? You've got your VP of marketing that would be a great match with somebody in their product marketing side. You know, what other connections can you make to expand the relationship and have a focus that's not just on fundamentally kind of trying to sell more, but from a success perspective, it's really more about the relationships and expanding that relationship.
Right. And in the more technical terms, it's also discovering what success looks like to these detractors, neutral individuals, or even whether they are your champions. They can continue being your champions, but you have to help make them successful, right? So what I usually do is identify their key objectives. I'll ask them explicitly, what are your key business goals and how can I map my technical solution to your business goals to help you be successful with this investment your company has made? And on top of that, I really like Josephine's point about bringing in senior management or bringing in other business units internally to engage with the customer. Because as a customer success team, we are usually one of the smaller teams in the revenue unit. And it is always wise to bring in other teams that can derive or deliver more value with our customers. So some of these things could be, for example, maybe the customer wants to get more traction on digital media, right? You could bring in your marketing team and do a customer story for them, do a joint blog post to make sure that we get more of that out to them. That also helps you to secure or ink the relationship with the other business units. Just some of my thoughts that came up after that wonderful discussion.
Yeah, I agree with you, JD. I think that's a great point, right? Focusing on what are the outcomes that everyone within the customer base is looking for and how to make them successful and really have that partnership so everyone is succeeding. So question for you, Josephine, what about exec level engagement? What are some of the challenges there?
When we were discussing this previously, I think it's probably one of the key tenets for stakeholder engagement. So many times in my course of work, when we miss out on engaging at the exec level, the partnership doesn't continue on for the next year. So it's almost one of the key focuses when we start the partnership. So similar to tapping on what we discussed previously, could be getting someone in your senior management team to build the bridge right from the start of the partnership. And what I like to do with our key champions would be, we will agree to set a 6-month mark in the partnership and discussing with your key champion, okay, so we were booking some time with your exec level at this. Why not we work towards a presentation together on what we would like to share with them during this meeting, because it drives visibility of your partnership. It also puts your key champion in a positive light. So we almost built that in our success strategy just to make sure that we have something in the calendar.
Okay, so is that like an executive business review?
Yes, it could also be. And I think with most conversations at that level, how the product is being used internally, but more so this is what you have, you know, we have a strong working relationship. Maybe there's some other areas or some other products that you might consider, seeing that we have proven our value throughout the last 6 months.
Yeah, such a good point, right? So when we were talking earlier and saying at the end of the day, execs or C-staff, they're not going to come into a conversation that's about the product and about the features of your product. They're really just, generally speaking, not that interested. So you do have to speak to outcomes and make sure that it is going to be an exec level conversation in order to get them involved. Would you always get your execs involved? Do you always kind of target C-staff?
It depends as well with clients that we found opportunities that you can expand your product. We would want to have that exec level because at that conversation, we can then talk about cost savings, consolidating, or your vendors together. So not necessarily all the time, but probably more so and quite critically so in such examples.
Yeah. I do find for us within our book of business, sometimes it does depend upon where our software spend sits in the customer's overall ecosystem, right? If we're number one on their spend list, then it's a lot easier to get exec level engagement. But if we're, you know, 27 on their list, there's a good chance they're not even really aware of what our software does. How about you, Josephine? Do you get involved much with the execs on the product side as well?
Yes. So sometimes it could be done in-house. They could also use an external vendor who's supporting the integration process.
And that's an interesting point too, right? How do you align between yourself, the customer, and maybe a third-party vendor that they actually brought in to help implement the solution? Is that challenging generally for you?
Yeah. I'm nodding because you just brought out another possible area that we got to engage, right? So sometimes these vendors have competing services as you. So when implementing your product, it could be them having lost out the bid and you winning them. So managing that as well, third party partners is also another part of that stakeholder management plan.
Yeah. So that's super tricky because by nature, they're going to be detractors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Elena, I wanted to cover one point about this because it's very common in my space, right? A lot of our implementation companies, we call them the systems integrators, they actually take the open source solution and they add value on top of that. So it could be professional services, it could be their own customized solution. So whenever we sell directly to a customer and they bring in a partner like that or a third-party integrator like that, like you said, they're naturally just going to be a detractor because they have their own solution. So we constantly have to compete in that environment and then make sure that, for example, our professional services is always one notch above theirs, right? Because we're the vendor, we're the originators of that software. We're going to have to know it better, integrate it better, you know, have the best practices for the industry.
Right. Because that's your value prop, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So it's also a challenge that we face in our space while we engage with these folks. So there are many scenarios, I think, where we have many perspectives. And I hope today we actually brought in the different facets of how stakeholder engagement can look like within the customer success world.
And just how broad it is. It goes so far beyond just the day-to-day points of contact that you work with.
Did you have anything to add, Josephine?
No, I was trying to think of an analogy, like what stakeholder is all about. And I guess, you know, you think of Disneyland and the experience. So when you go inside, or, you know, your experience of Disneyland isn't just shaped by the ride itself, which in our case, it's your key client. It's also shaped by the person selling you the tickets, you know, by the restaurants that you enter. So every touch point you have is an example, or it's probably an opportunity to make an impact. And that's how I would start mapping out like that.
I think that's a brilliant analogy, actually.
Yeah, it's providing the theme park experience.
Oh, yes. It's a great analogy, especially coming from the travel space, Josephine. Thank you very much for joining us, Josephine. Some great insights, really good discussion. To quickly summarize the code for cracking the stakeholder engagement, you need to know who your stakeholders are, who all of them are, and what's important to them and what will make them successful. You need to know who your allies are and who might be working against you, and have a plan to engage accordingly, depending on where they fall on that scale. And importantly, use your execs. Relationships are everything. You know, you can't make assumptions based on ground level engagement. You need to make sure execs have an understanding of the value that you're bringing and the things that you've achieved through the partnership. So as always, thank you again for joining us. We would love to hear your feedback. That's hello@successaf.live. And please remember to hit follow to subscribe to Success AF.